Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 14, starting in verse 14 and ending in verse 23. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. I know and am convinced on the authority of the Lord Jesus that no food, in and of itself, is wrong to eat. But if someone believes it is wrong, then for that person it is wrong. And if another believer is distressed by what you eat, you are not acting in love if you eat it. Don't let your eating ruin someone for whom Christ died. Then you will not be criticized for doing something you believe is good. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God, and others will approve of you too. So then, let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up. Don't tear apart the work of God over what you eat. Remember, all foods are acceptable, but it is wrong to eat something if it makes another person stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything else if it might cause another believer to stumble. You may believe there's nothing wrong with what you are doing, but keep it between yourself and God. Blessed are those who don't feel guilty for doing something they have decided is right. But if you have doubts about whether or not you should eat something, you are sinning if you go ahead and do it. For you are not following your convictions. If you do anything you believe is not right, you are sinning. Once again, that was Romans chapter 14 verses 14 through 23 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. It is so easy to be divided because what one person considers a small matter, another considers of supreme importance. Paul pleaded with the Roman Christians not to allow matters of food to divide them. This was a big deal for Jews and Gentiles in the ancient world, so large that an entire church conference was held to address the matter. Read Acts chapter 15 for more reference. Today we may not consider food an issue for division, but we have our own issues that can potentially divide us. In these matters, our goal should not be getting our way, proving our point, or doing what we want. Our pursuit is unifying peace and building each other up in the church. Our desires must not destroy the unity Christ died to create. Unity is worth sacrificing what you want. Unity is worth fighting for. Paul makes it clear that we need to follow our own conscience, to follow the Holy Spirit's leading, and not be judged by others. But the highest level of our conscience should be helping the faith of others. Don't violate your conscience for the sake of food, said Paul. Freedom and unity can work together when your heart is set on following Christ. We are free. Rules are helpful, but we are not called to follow the rules. We have been set free to follow Christ. This will fulfill the right rules and much more. Use your freedom to help others get closer to the Lord and work for unity with God's people. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you pursue unity, peace, and building others up, especially when you disagree? How do you balance rules and freedom in your walk with Jesus? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.